Ryan Leininger, certified financial planner, partner at Plant Moran. How are you today, Ryan?
Sun is out, and it's a great Sunday afternoon here in Chicago.
Indeed, it is a great Sunday afternoon. You know, you're either our best friend or our worst friend, I suppose, depending on the day of the week and whether the economy is looking up or down. So how is it looking now?
Well, as you have spoken about today on your show, with all the reopenings occurring in the last few months and, you know, starting to see the restaurant scene heating up, and great to hear Navy Piers opening up. That's happening around the country and in many cases around the world. And so you're really starting to see the economy open up more and more. Obviously, certain sectors of the economy have been reopening and doing well over the last 6 to 9 months since the pandemic started last March. But now we're starting to see some of these other areas opening up, which is great for the economy.
Well, or not. So if we go to the supermarket, we're paying more for groceries than we did a year ago. And also, if you drive to that supermarket and fill up the gas tank on the way, that's more money too. So is that going to be impacting us? I mean, are we going to have lots of inflation? I mean, they were talking about 6 months ago, 8 months ago, recession. Now we're talking about inflation. Which is it? You guys make up your mind.
Well, inflation is heating up in a couple different areas, and we've seen energy prices rising as well recently. And so certainly that's a concern, and that's a concern for investors. And it should make you stop and think, what is my true plan? What kind of cash do I have on hand for, you know, short-term needs? And then the longer term money, is it still good to put that to work, and where should I put that to work? So that's kind of the question. Inflation is one of those things that, you know, you've seen the bond market starting to rise in terms of rates. The rates have been rising in the bond market. The 10-year treasury is now at 1.6. It was, I believe, down as low as in the 50 basis point range not too long ago. So when the bond market's anticipating rising rates like they have been, that's one of those things that you tend to see when there's concerns about things like inflation. So when you look at, you know, what do you do as an investor in times like these, it's really, you know, one, making sure that, like I said before, you have a plan, and that you have the resources that you need for the short-term expenditures and things that may be coming here right around the corner. But then your longer term money, whether that be the retirement, you know, college savings for your little kids, different things like that, then it can still be a really good time to invest. And things like stocks actually are a great hedge for inflationary environments.
I'll ask you to explain what you mean by that in a moment. 312-981-7200. You can text or you can call that phone number. I do want to get to a text here that wants. So this person says, what do I do with my stimulus check? And I imagine that they're saying, I don't know for sure what 630 is asking, but I'm guessing, do I spend it or do I put it in savings somehow?
Great question. And again, you know, everything that we do is circled around a really solid financial plan, tax plan, you know, making sure that we know what your budget is. Those are all really good questions to ask first as you're considering what to do with that stimulus check. So to the extent that you have, you know, kind of your emergency reserve money set aside, you know what what's coming up here in terms of your expenses, and you don't need this money anytime soon, then certainly investing it in a diversified portfolio can make a lot of sense. And as I mentioned, with stimulus, we've had over $5 trillion of stimulus passed and another one potentially in the works. And as you think about all of the stimulus that's gone in and the economy reopening more and more, that could be really good for stocks and for a diversified portfolio of stocks. But what I will warn people not to do with their stimulus check is gamble or speculate. And so we're seeing a lot of investors out there that are thinking, you know, man, there's got to be a get rich quick scheme out there, or I've heard about this, I've heard about that. I'm gonna throw all my money into this, or a big chunk of my money into this. And those are things that you really need to be careful of during times like these.
Has Las Vegas heard about you? You're apparently no fan. I don't know. It is 214 on WGN. We have some text and calls. We'll get to that. Ryan Leininger is here. He is a financial planner, certified financial planner with Plant Moran. We'll get to your questions, and certainly I have many more, as I always do, on WGN.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need fun.
I wonder if Ryan Leininger, certified financial partner and planner at Plant Moran, feels the best things in life are free. I don't know. How do you feel about that, Ryan?
I love free things. And when you ask me about the stimulus check, you know, one of the sweet things that happened to us is that my wife's sweet grandmother sent us a little bit of hers because she said, I don't need this. I want you guys to spend it and have fun with your kids with it. So that's what she did with it. So I love her for that. Such a sweet lady.
Are you concerned, and I promise to get to the calls next, 312-981-7200, are you concerned that our economy right now, we have, I believe, the largest deficit we've had ever in America? Are we going to have to pay that back at some point? And if we do, I'm going to hide. I don't want them to find me.
We will have to pay our bills at some point. You've probably heard over the years since, you know, the last great recession of 08, people like Bill Gross and other big bond managers, big names in the industry, say things like, well, the U.S. is the cleanest dirty shirt out there in terms of our debt and our deficit. And when you think about that and you think about debt to GDP ratios, yes, ours has spiked up tremendously in the last couple of years. And at some point we have to pay for that. We need enough revenue to pay for it. And revenue can come from a lot of different places. The easiest way to get it is from strong economic growth, which brings in more and more tax receipts, more revenue to the government. Or, you know, reduction in spending of some sort from the government would be helpful as well. So at some point, just like personal budgets, our government has to, you know, pay their bills as well. They've just been borrowing at extremely cheap rates. And for right now, it looks like that will continue. At some point, if our rates get high relative to the rest of the world, especially in a global economy like we're in, then that's where you can start to see some issues. So yes, at some point we want to see the deficit starting to get cut and our debt coming down relative to our GDP.
I would hope so. I think I'm not sure of everything you said, but I believe that being in a deficit situation can't be good. Jim, you're on WGN. Hi.
Hey, Steve and Ryan, how are you guys doing today? Thanks for doing this. Got a question.
Great, Jim.
So what I heard Ryan say earlier, and I'm going to put words in your mouth, was that retirement money should probably be in stocks at this point in time for the growth potential. Is that kind of what you said?
So thanks for asking that. And for, you know, I'd like to clarify that. So for every person, it's different, right? So if you're in retirement now and you're spending your money, you shouldn't most likely have all of your money in stocks, right? You need to have some security. You need to have things like high quality bonds, and you need to have a really healthy cash reserve to cover, you know, the next year of expenses. Those types of things are really important when you're in retirement and spending maybe from your IRAs and your investment accounts. If you have a little bit longer time horizon and you're still in kind of accumulation mode and building towards retirement and some of these longer term goals, then having more in stocks can make a lot of sense. So it just depends on the individual. And that's where we really want to make sure with each individual that we're talking with that they have a really solid financial plan and they've kind of projected out what these future cash flow needs will be for them and then build your investment portfolio around that.
So we had the Dow, for example, at just above 18,000 not too long ago. We're at 34,000 now. So you, with the economic growth coming up here, are anticipating a greater bump in that big time?
So here's what I'd say to that. It's rare that we've had three double-digit growth years in a row for the equity markets, like the Dow and the S&P 500. Depends on the different markets that you're talking about. But rarely do we see three in a row like this that have been so strong. This is a unique year, right? And so with all of this money flooding in, with very low rates and the Fed saying, hey, even though inflation's creeping up over 2% now, We're going to leave rates low. And so you have low rates, you have stimulus coming in, you have an economy that's reopening and expected to grow at a pace that we haven't seen since the early 80s. I've seen projections from many different sources, you know, saying that we could see 6% GDP growth this year, which, again, we haven't seen since the 80s. So that could be really strong for stocks. Now, don't get me wrong, stocks are and investors in stocks are always anticipating the future. And so just like in the thick of the pandemic, once we started to figure out in late March, early April, May, that, okay, this is terrible. This is really bad for certain areas of the economy. This is really bad for people's health if they were to get this disease. But it's not maybe as bad as we thought in the first few days or the first few weeks of early March and late February, as we were starting to try to understand this. So as it seemed like, you know what, a good majority of the economy will be able to stay open, the services sector, all these other areas, people working from home, you know, all of these different ways that companies have found ways to be more and more profitable, more efficient, cutting back on expenses. You know, we talk about the government needing to do that like consumers and companies are doing. You know, we've done that. And so all of that is resulting in, you know, as we've come through this pandemic, more and more reopening, more and more growth. So you can say there's a nice tailwind right now behind stocks and the economy continuing to grow. But I'll just warn people that when you talk about bubbles in markets and things like that, or markets having pullbacks at some point, that usually occurs when nobody's expecting it, right? So if there's a hiccup in more vaccine rollouts, if there's, you know, other geopolitical issues going on, I mean, there's all kinds of things that could be unexpected that can cause markets to pull back. But either way, if your goals that you're investing for are longer term in nature, then it's great. You know, it's a great thing to own a diversified portfolio of stocks.
Okay, kind of along those lines, sort of here, a text. Thank you very much, Jim. A texter wants to know, how do I pay back my college loans? Now, it's been a while since I've been in college, so I have no idea what the choices are now or exactly what that question means, but you probably do.
Yeah, so that's a hot topic because it's something that the Biden administration's talking about, whether it be, you know, even free tuition for community colleges and things like that in the future. Those kinds of things have been talked about for a little while. You know, folks have campaigned on it. There is, you know, loan forgiveness for certain things. So when it comes to, you know, your college loan, it really depends on the individual. It depends on the field that they're going into. Depends on if any of these loans may be eligible for some sort of government reimbursement to help pay for those. So we always want to kind of talk about that first. But assuming that you're not going to get, that you are the one that has to pay back your loans, which most of us have in the past. I had loans coming out of college. I figured, again, my budget, how do I pay this off over time? You know, those are important things to look at. And one of the things with any sort of debt, like a loan, like a college loan, you look at your interest rate. What is it costing you? And then let's look at all my other debt that I may have, whether it's a car loan or a mortgage, and let's figure out what's the most efficient way to pay down my overall debt over time. And so it really depends on the interest rate of the college loan and how that relates to their own other, you know, their personal situation and other loans they may have. You want to pay the highest ones off first, usually, the highest rates off first.
Mm-hmm. Another question, how can I ultimately prepare for more taxes? I think what this question refers to, I'm guessing, is that the government at some point in time, having to do with my question earlier to you about our deficit combined with what some predict President Biden will want to do, is raise taxes. Now, I don't know who we may rate, you know, I mean, is that certain income levels or whatever? But is there any way that we can prepare for that, I guess, is what this question is about.
Yeah, we're spending a ton of time talking about this every day, really over the last, I would say, 6 to 12 months. And so as you're thinking about taxes, there are all kinds of different taxes out there, right? There's sales taxes, there's capital gain tax rates, there's personal income tax rates, and there's estate taxes. I'm probably missing a few others. So when you think about taxes and income taxes, that is something that, yes, we spend a lot of time talking about. So for a good chunk of listeners out there, rates could be very similar in the future years. But for those that are making, I would say somewhere, you know, as you think about what the administration has talked about, what they campaigned on, for those that are making somewhere over the 300,000-500,000 range, you can definitely expect that there's going to be proposals that your taxes are going to go up. And then for investors, there's capital gain taxes that you also have to think about. And there's certain proposals out there right now, and there's others, again, things that the Biden administration campaigned on to raise what potentially corporate taxes to help pay for this infrastructure bill that's out there right now. And so that could affect corporations. And then potentially personal income taxes and potentially capital gain taxes. And so those are all things to be looking at in your investments. And as you plan your budget for, you know, future years, that you need to be really careful with before you trigger, potentially substantially more taxes on those gains.
Mm-hmm. All right. It's a wide-ranging issue, I know. Lots to talk about here. Hopefully we've answered some of your questions. We have less than a minute here. What is the question you get most often are people at ease now? Because we're going to be talking, in fact, next, after the news, to a psychologist about the pandemic within the pandemic, how so many people are struggling, and in part finances play into it. Are things getting better?
You know, I really think it is, and it feels good to be back in a restaurant. It feels good to be out with people and seeing people. Being at my kids' sports games the last few days, it's just been so nice to be actually talking with people again outside of your normal kind of pod, if you will. So I think it is, Steve, and I'm always a glass half full kind of guy. We try to really analyze the risks, but at the same time, there's always risks in life. And when it comes to investing, you know, it's important to look at where should we be rebalancing from, because we are at all-time highs, and certain areas of the markets are trading at much higher valuations than other areas of the markets. And so those are the things we're really trying to help our clients with and investors with in terms of just repositioning and making sure that you're positioned well for the future.
Perfect. Ryan Leininger, certified financial planner and partner at Plante Moran. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Steve.